For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm speaking with Maggie from the Alzheimer's Association. How are you today?
I'm great.
So, the Alzheimer's Association has a walk coming up in the Mattoon area. Tell us a little bit about the walk.
Yeah, so our walk in the Mattoon-Charleston area is going to take place on September 30th. It's going to be at the Roundhouse Complex, baseball field complex area on North 10th Street in Mattoon.
So what is the Walk to End Alzheimer's?
So the Walk to End Alzheimer's is a two-mile walk that takes place in the community, and it's really to raise funds and awareness for the Alzheimer's Association. And those funds, you know, go back to research and trying to find a cure for the awful disease.
Is it too late to sign up to participate in the walk?
It is not. You can register at our website, which is alz.org/walk, and then you just go in and find the Mattoon Charleston Walk. It is free to register, so you can register as an individual or as a team. And your team is kind of, we're unique from other walks in the fact that you can have as few or as many people on your team as you'd like. And like I said, it is free for everyone to sign up. If you want one of our official walk t-shirts the day of the walk, we ask that you fundraise or donate $100. And once you hit that $100 mark, then you will receive a t-shirt the day of the walk.
What happens during the walk to end Alzheimer's?
So our registration begins at 8:30 a.m. Come out. You can, all of our sponsors from the community have tables, so you can go visit the different sponsors, see what kind of promotional materials they have. And then we have our opening ceremony, which begins at 9:30, which is very, very just amazing to listen to. Some people from in the community will tell their stories on how Alzheimer's has affected their families and their lives. And then we will do a two-mile walk around the park. And then when you come back, if you, like I said, want to talk to the sponsors a little bit more, if there's somebody there that you think you need to speak with, then they'll still be around. And then that is the end of the event. So we're usually done around 11 o'clock.
If an individual is unable to fundraise or participate in the walk, can they still help?
Yeah, we are always looking for volunteers. So the day of the event is, our manpower is based on our volunteers. So we're in desperate need of volunteers for this event. Coming out anywhere from, if you can only, you know, if you only have a half hour, an hour or so helping us set up, or if you'd like to be there during the event, we need help with registration, passing out t-shirts. Also at the walk, everyone gets a pinwheel flower. Each color of the flowers signifies a different connection with the disease, and everyone gets one. So we need help putting those together as well as passing them out that day. And we have a small assortment of snacks, so somebody to help us keep that stocked. For people to have a light breakfast that morning.
So you were talking about the pinwheel flowers and how they have different colors that represent the relationship with an individual and Alzheimer's. What are the different colors and their relationship with Alzheimer's?
So the blue flower represents somebody that has Alzheimer's or dementia. The purple is for someone who's on to the disease. Yellow represents someone who is currently supporting or caring for someone with Alzheimer's. And orange is for everyone who supports the cause and the vision of a world without Alzheimer's. So everyone will get a flower, because if you're at the walk, at least one of those colors represents your life in some form.
All right. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.